Bugs game, Jerry.
It's not.
Okay,
well, it is, yeah. Interview with Dundalk midfielder Chris Shields. Chris, you happy with the result overall?
Happy. Obviously, we would have preferred a win, but, you know, not to concede is a plus, so we find it in ourselves that we can go away and score in these European games, so we'd be looking to continue that trend over in Cyprus.
It was an even enough game in a lot of ways.
It was, yeah. Two teams were going to feel each other out, obviously, at the start. There was cagey at times. Nobody wanted to give away a goal. We definitely didn't want to concede an away goal, which is... It was a big part of tonight's plan, and thankfully we have done that with a decent defensive display by all four boys, you know. And we just have to take the nil all and head to Cyprus.
It showed how good the team were when you had to rejig at the last minute when Sean wasn't able to play, and yet Sean Horst started into that position and young Daniel came on. He's been the find of the season, as far as I'm concerned. He's been great. You know, and the team started in very well.
Yeah, that's any scenario, I think, that if a player drops out, we're not concerned at all. You know, you could say the same if Dane was to go out and Dean was to come in. And yeah, you've seen it with Sean Gannon and Sean Hoare swapping every sort. And so we're pretty, I think Stephen's biggest headache is probably the back four at the minute.
Yeah.
Then I would say the same if there was an injury to happen to myself, Robbie, or any of the tens. You know, it's a great squad there, and really good quality. And we see every day in training, you know, I've said I don't know how many times now, we see every day in trains how good the squad is, and that's exactly what we need now with a heap of games coming up.
And you're reveling in midfield. I mean, you've been very, very good since you started here. You've been a revelation, and this year now, you know, you've come in, you have that position, Stephen Donald, obviously out for the rest of the season, but you know, you're playing very well at the heart of midfield.
Yeah, it's enjoyable at the minute, you know, because we've had times. It is tough, but you've got to enjoy it while you're playing well, and hopefully this purple patch continues till October or November.
I thought tonight when I was looking at you there, I was sure you were going to have an old shot there, and you know, anybody that might have had a couple of quid on you might have been. See, you were 22-1 tonight to score a goal any time, and I'll tell you one thing, I thought over there at one stage you were going to have a shot, maybe a few more shots from you, maybe when you get over to Cyprus. I think you should try that.
I'll see you over in Cyprus only. If I come on the right hand side, I might cross one into the net again.
Well, I mean, overall, the team played very well tonight.
Yeah, we did play well, you know. Other teams, you know, could have tired and maybe conceded late, and thankfully we haven't done that, and we kind of didn't look like there was no real clear-cut chance for them,
no.
Bar the one. Gary spilled off a great save,
yeah.
So I think maybe if there was only one team going to score towards the end, it was going to be us, and unfortunately it wasn't.
And Mikey Duffy, he was unfortunate with a couple of chances too. There was a great one from Benton, he just picked him out perfectly and he was through, and unfortunately when he pulled the trigger, maybe he was on his wrong foot, I don't know, he was just unlucky.
Mikey doesn't have a wrong foot. It was just other night that these ones go in, you know, he might do one better and go and score an away goal for us next week.
And Patrick McElhenney back tonight, it was great to see him in.
Yeah, great to see Patrick back, you know, he's no one's happier to be on the pitch than himself, you know, and he's going to be a great boost for us in this push and fixture congestion that we have towards the end of the year. It's great to have him back.
What does Stephen say to you at the end of the game?
No, nothing, just don't be too disheartened with a nil all draw, you know, cause it's just because we wanted to win that you might see a small bit of frowns and faces, but
you've
got to take the positives from the game, and you know, we're probably in a better position than they are going into the second game.
Don't really comment on this last question I'm going to ask you, but the referee I thought the referee had a bad game tonight, and you know, it just made things a little bit more difficult for you.
I don't know, some referees have better games than others, like players, you know, they can't be consistent every time, and the ref had one or two bad decisions, but it's gonna happen, you just have to get on with it, you can't really, he did rectify it, to be fair, you know, when he sent Pat off, some other referees might stick to their guns and say, no, that's it, but he rectified his mistake, so fair play to him.
So, look, at the end, anyway, Sunday, Bowes, you have to think about them tomorrow, and... You know, you have the 3 points are important at Sunday.
That's it. You put the head on Bowes now. We have to forget about next Thursday till Sunday evening after the Bowes game. But we'd be setting up China now Saturday to go and win against Bowes.
Well, you'd be glad to know that the weather's changing from tomorrow. We're getting the old Irish weather's on its way back. Rain, cool temperatures down to 17, 18 degrees. You're heading away to the sun.
On Monday or Tuesday.
Listen, the best of luck in Larnaca.
Thanks, Shirley.
Thanks very much.
It's 90 seconds, not.
Yeah.